We paid a visit to Vicky Kennedy this week at the home she shared with her late husband, Senator Edward Kennedy. She was charming, gracious, even stirred up the fire in the library to give us some scene-setting sound.
We're going to put a holy smoke.
The Kennedy home near Washington, D.C.'s Embassy Row is now up for sale. It's more warm than grand. Photos of good times and sailboats and family occasions hang on the walls and perch along bookcases, along with the senator's own accomplished amateur oil paintings of harbors, inlets, and lighthouses. Their furniture is overstuffed and comfortable, but Vicky Kennedy says her husband still loved to sit outside in the sun on their patio, even on cold days, declaring, "Isn't this day magnificent?" Ted Kennedy died this past August after a battle with brain cancer and just before his autobiography, True Compass, was published. This is the first interview that Vicky Kennedy has done for a news program since her husband's death. There was only one way to begin. How are you doing? How are you?
Hanging in there. Doing okay. Doing okay.
Yeah.
I've looked forward to a chance to ask this question really in many ways for years, because as I understand it, you and your late husband had what they call in the movie business acute meat.
We did.
Could you tell us that story?
We did. Well, we had actually met before, but as he says in the book, the night of my parents' 40th wedding anniversary was maybe the first time he saw me. We'll put that in quotes. They were visiting me in Washington. They said, "Why don't we invite the commander for dinner?" That's what they called him because of his sailing. Yeah. And I invited him for dinner, set a place for his date, assuming he was going to bring a date. And when I opened the door, he was standing there, and I sort of looked around him and said, "What's wrong, Kennedy? Couldn't you get a date?" And he said, sort of in this little flirtatious way, "Well, I thought you'd be my date." And I said, "Well, dream on." And so it just was sort of that kind of banter going all evening long. And he asked me at the end of the night, "Well, can I call you sometime?" And I said, "Sure." And then I closed the door and I thought, "Oh my goodness, what did I say?" But he called me and we started going out to dinner and seeing each other, and we were married a year later.
And may I ask, with respect and affection for all concerned, did you have friends who said, "You don't want to get involved"?
No, not really. I think they all saw this developing, and once they saw us together, they were as taken with him and the way he treated me and my family. And you know, he was one of the most considerate people I've ever met in my life. And I think most people who knew him would say the same thing.
We're sitting here in the library of the home you shared together. And it's clear from sitting here, from family photos, that this was a man who tended to friendships.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He didn't just, like, get, as it's so easy to do, let years go by.
He absolutely tended to friendships. He tended to family, and he tended to friends. He made time for the people he cared about in his life. Absolutely.
There are only 24 hours in a day, though.
I think there were more for him. I don't know. I think that the rules of nature were suspended when it came to him. It's unbelievable to think about how much he did in a 24-hour day.
You're from a large Democratic political family.
Absolutely.
From the vantage of your outsider's perspective and then coming inside the tent, what's it like to be a Kennedy?
Well, I came into this family just being in love with this man and being, that's how I always viewed it, just being a part of a family and being married to this man I really loved. I never thought of it as coming in and being a Kennedy. So that's a hard question for me to answer in that.
More scrutiny than other families?
Well, I think it goes with the territory.
Yeah.
It goes with the territory. Teddy certainly understood that. But Teddy had a philosophy, and I always took my lead from him. He just said, "Keep your eye on the ball and keep moving forward." He didn't read gossip. Don't read it, don't pay attention to it, and don't answer it. And he talks about that in the book.
Yeah. Well, let me follow up on that a little bit, because it's just been my personal experience covering politicians over the years. They love gossip. I mean, that's part of why they're in the business. I don't say that maliciously. It's just, they love human foibles. I mean, they appreciate them. They like trading stories about them, that sort of thing.
Well, he wasn't. He just I think there'd just been so much gossip about him that he knew was just, you know, kind of so untrue, and he just didn't like it. His parents had told him not to pay attention to gossip, and he was a young boy when his father told him that, and he took that lesson to heart.
What was writing the book like for Senator Kennedy?
I think it was an incredible experience, a positive experience, an emotional experience, mm-hmm. and a very, very rewarding one.
Was there a sense that it would be, it's hard to say this to you, but regarded as a kind of will and testament?
I think it came to be that, but mm-hmm. that wasn't how it started out. As long as I knew him, he was going to write his autobiography. That was a given. He had been keeping notes for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. Really a lot longer than 50 years. I mean, I have a copy of his notes that he dictated to his nanny on his first communion, so which he received from Pope Pius XII. I mean, but his mother had told all of the children, and I think a lot of them did keep diaries, that, you know, you're experiencing wonderful things in your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should write them down. So he knew he was going to write his autobiography.
The book, it's very impressive. He doesn't run away from himself.
No, he doesn't.
Politicians know how to sidestep. He doesn't. He faced up to the things that he had to.
He was determined not to run away from himself, not to make excuses, not to be a bellyacher, as he said.
Yeah.
That was very important to him.
We have to be plain, some aspects of his personal life and history that...
Absolutely.
...painful to recall.
Absolutely. But he, from the very beginning, was committed to addressing them and not to excuse. He was did not intend to excuse himself.
Was there a sense after he became sick that of hastened urgency at finishing?
Well, certainly the publication date was moved up.
Yeah.
But it was moved up because of that sense of urgency, but also because he had made so much progress. Teddy was the most disciplined person that I know, ever knew, and which is it's something that may be at odds with what people might think.
I was going to gently point that out.
Yeah, truly disciplined person. Mm-hmm. So he was very scheduled, and he would meet that schedule, and he would, so he was very far along by the time he got sick. I always teased him, Teddy set out his clothes every night, the night before he went to work. I mean, he was very organized, very disciplined. Absolutely.
He set out his clothes the night before.
Yes, he did. Now you know a little secret something about him. He really was very, very organized.
Yeah. All the reports I've read suggest that that Massachusetts Senate seat would have been yours for the asking.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was never of interest to me. I felt like we had Senator Kennedy in our household.
Yeah. And may I ask, because you are from a political family,
yes.
An attorney, well, respected and, I don't mind saying, loved by millions.
Thank you.
That something you have never think about?
No, you know, it's, Teddy was the senator. Teddy was the senator.
May I ask, was there a moment in those last few months when you looked at each other and knew these were the last few months?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's got to be very rough.
But, you know, of course it was. But Teddy was so much still the man with the big shoulders. He was the person being strong for all of us. The only day he spent in bed was the day he died. That was the only day he spent in bed. He was a force of nature, and he was keeping all of us going. So it wasn't a sad time. It was a beautiful time. And I'll be forever grateful for that.
Vicki, thank you so much for your
time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For an excerpt from Senator Kennedy's memoir, photos of their life together, and our full interview with Vicki Kennedy, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.